Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, aloud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we're talking about control, and more specifically, the cost of control. Because here's the truth. When we grip too tightly, when we try to orchestrate every outcome, when we convince ourselves that we alone have to make it happen, we block the very blessings that flow through trust. Proverbs 3:5 says it clearly. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Control looks like leaning on your own understanding. But trust looks like surrender, allowing source to move in ways bigger than your plans. For much of my life, I thought control was my protection, especially as a Black mother raising a Black son in America. The fear was real. The statistics were real. The experiences were real. And my instinct was to grip tighter, to hold on, to discipline harder, to try to control every variable so that my son would be safe. But control can only take you so far. It keeps you tense, hypervigilant, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And as much as I tried to control the environment around my son, I couldn't control everything. I couldn't control the way he resisted getting up for school. I couldn't control the seeds others planted in his ear, trying to turn his heart away from me. I couldn't control the police officer who arrested him one night simply because he gave a silly name instead of his own. There was a season where I even threatened to send him to live with his dad, thinking that maybe a different environment would fix things. Until my daughter, with all her honesty, said, "Mom, stop saying that. It hurts his feelings. He thinks you don't want him." That broke me. I realized control wasn't protecting him. It was wounding him. That was when I had to surrender. I had to trust something bigger than my fear, bigger than my attempts to orchestrate every outcome. I had to trust Source. I had to stand in love, not control. And here's what I know now, years later. Many of his friends didn't make it. Some are in jail. Some are gone. But my son, he's here. He's alive. He's awake. He's walking in the same universal laws I've built my life around. The turning point wasn't control. It was surrender. It was realizing that my discipline, my vigilance, my grip, what I thought was my strength, was actually fear in disguise. And that real strength came when I let go, when I trusted Source to do what my hands never could. That experience with my son taught me something I've carried into every area of my life, including money. Because control doesn't just show up in my parenting. It showed up in our bank accounts, our businesses, and our careers. For years, I tried to manage every detail of my financial life. I budgeted tightly. I pushed harder. I gripped every opportunity as if letting go would mean I'd never see another one. But what I've realized with my son is the same thing I've realized with money. Control is just fear dressed up as discipline, and fear blocks flow. When I tried to control outcomes, I always felt lack, never enough time, never enough money, never enough opportunities. But when I learned to trust Source with my son, I also began learning to trust Source with my abundance. And just like my son grew and flourished when I surrendered, so did my money. When I stopped gripping tightly, when I stopped forcing and started trusting, bigger opportunities showed up. Unexpected clients, new streams of income, deals that aligned without me having to hustle for them. Control drains. Trust multiplies. That's true in relationships, and it's true in money. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." When I look back on those years with my son, I see so clearly how much of my understanding was rooted in fear. Fear that if I didn't control everything, I'd lose him. Fear that if I didn't grip tighter, the world would swallow him up. And yet, it wasn't control that saved him. It was surrender. Trusting God with his life did what my human hands never could. And the same is true with money. For years, I leaned on my own understanding. I believe if I just worked harder, planned better, managed tighter, I could force abundance to come. But that's not how the kingdom works. Control is an idol. It makes you believe you are the source. But the word says clearly, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means loosening your grip, letting go of the illusion that you can orchestrate every outcome, and allowing God to flow blessings in ways your limited mind could never imagine. Because here's the paradox. The more I tried to control money, the more lack I felt. The more I trusted God with my finances, tithing, sowing, giving, releasing, the more provision flowed back to me. Just like my son, surrender became the doorway to abundance. When you live by control, you block. When you live by trust, you receive. Metaphysically, control is just another word for resistance. It's the energy of gripping, of trying to force the river to flow in the direction you want, at the pace you demand. But rivers don't flow by force. They flow by nature. Neville Goddard taught that creation is finished. All states already exist. The problem is, when you grip too tightly, you hold yourself in the state of lack. You keep rehearsing the assumption that you alone must make it happen. And so the universe mirrors back scarcity, pressure, and exhaustion. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Infinite Spirit, open the way for my great abundance. I am an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to me by divine right." Notice the language. Open the way. She didn't say force the way or grip the way. Openness is the opposite of control. Ralph Waldo Emerson reminds us that all life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. When you're in control, you're afraid to experiment. You're afraid to let go. But trust allows you to step into life as an unfolding adventure instead of a battle to win. And Catherine Ponder was clear. When you release your tight grasp and let go, prosperity can begin to flow to you. Every time you loosen your grip, you signal to the universe, "I trust. I am available. I am ready for more." Here's the paradox. The tighter you grip, the less you hold. The more you trust, the more you receive. Control is the vibration of fear. Trust is the vibration of abundance. When you surrender, you become the open channel for overflow. Take a slow, deep breath in. Hold it and let it out gently. This is a moment to be honest with yourself. No judgment, just truth flowing onto the page. Number one, where am I gripping too tightly right now? Is it with money, a relationship, a child, my business? What am I afraid will happen if I loosen my hold? Number two, how has control disguised itself as discipline in my life? Where do I tell myself I'm just being responsible when really I'm moving from fear? What's the difference between my discipline when it comes from trust versus when it comes from fear? Number three, what has control cost me? Has it drained my energy, blocked opportunities, strained relationships, or left me feeling anxious? Write about one moment when holding on too tightly left you depleted instead of secure. Number four, what has trust given me? Recall a time when you let go, surrendered, or leaned into faith instead of control. What blessing, opportunity, or flow showed up that you could have not orchestrated on your own? Number five, where can I practice loosening my grip today? Is there one area where I can take a deep breath and release the need to micromanage the outcome? What would it look like to trust source in that area instead of controlling it? Now, write this line three times. When I release control, I make room for overflow. Pause after each repetition and notice how your body feels as you write it. Now, and I want you to close your eyes if you can. Place your hand over your heart and let's take another deep breath in. Hold it and release. Repeat these words softly, aloud, or within your heart. I release my grip and trust the flow. Control is fear. Trust is abundance. I no longer need to figure it out all alone. Source carries what I cannot. I am safe when I let go. I open my hands and blessings rush in. Trust multiplies my abundance. Now breathe that in deeply and let it settle into your body. Now take another deep breath. Imagine yourself standing with both hands clenched tightly into fists. Inside your fists are your worries, money, relationships, work, responsibilities. Feel the tension in your arms, your shoulders, your chest. Notice how heavy it feels to hold on so tightly. Now imagine a warm light shining down from above. This is Source, loving, gentle, patient. The light wraps around your arms, soothing the tension, melting the fear. Slowly, your fists begin to open, one finger at a time, until your palms are wide, open, and free. And as you open your hands, you feel it, the flow, golden streams begin to pour into your open palms. Not a trickle, not a strain, overflow. You whisper softly, "When I release control, I make room for overflow. I trust and I'm provided for." Stay here for a few breaths, receiving, trusting, allowing. When you're ready, gently open your eyes and carry this feeling with you. Now, take one last deep breath with me. In through your nose, hold it, and release. Here's the reminder I want you to carry today. Control is heavy, but trust is light. What you call discipline might just be fear in disguise. When you loosen the grip, when you open your hands, you make space for blessings to flow. Your peace, your abundance, your overflow, they aren't born from control. They're born from trust. Thank you for spending this time with me on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I'll leave this with you. I know who I play for. And if you're ready to practice this kind of trust daily, come join me inside our community at happyhealthywholerich.com. It's where we gather, learn, and embody the practices that lead to lasting wholeness and prosperity together. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, stay rich in every way that truly matters. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.